is wonderful. It's like there's something special going on. I like to ask questions with my messages. So I'll put this up here. What is missing from this? If you were born or an adult around the time of 1987, know that this is categorically different from what it used to be. There's something that's missing. It could be French fries. They go well together. Well, in 1987, those who you might know as Joey Tribbiani or Matt LeBlanc was part of a... And he would take what they used to make, which incidentally you have a very hard time finding in the store, a glass bottle, and he put it on the edge of a building, and then he danced down the stairwell. He got to the bottom. He orders a hot dog, puts it behind his back, and catches the ketchup on the hot dog. Things come to those who wait. If you turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 23, we'll start off here. We're going to read verses 23 through 25. Romans chapter 8, verses 23 to 25. We're going to stay right here. A beautiful passage of Scripture. 23 says, "Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." I remember as a kid, any restaurant you went to, you would have a Heinz ketchup bottle on the table, and you knew exactly how to get ketchup out of your bottle. With the butter knife. Today, we do not have to wait for the ketchup. You merely squeeze it, and out it pops. There you go. There's your ketchup. But this passage here in Romans chapter 8, verses 23 to 25, brings out some amazing things about exactly what is missing from this bottle. Anticipation. That was another part of the Heinz commercial. They would play the song, "Anticipation, It's Making Me Wait." And you would just watch the slow, methodical, almost molasses-esque pace of the ketchup coming out of the bottle. This is missing anticipation. But what we read here in Romans chapter 8, verses 23 to 25, is a beautiful thing. So we're going to do a two-point sermonette today. The first is, anticipation builds hope and joy in the present. Anticipation builds hope and joy in the present. If we go back here to Romans chapter 8, look at verse 24. Paul here talks about what we get to do. So we're saved in the hope. But in verse 23, he says that we eagerly wait. We're eagerly waiting for redemption. That anticipation. If you already have it, you don't have to look for anything else. You've got ketchup on your plate. You have your fries. You're dipping them in there. Everything is golden. You don't have to look for anything else because you have what you need. But when you anticipate, when you're looking forward to it, whether it's that drop of ketchup, or perhaps a marriage that's forthcoming. When you're anticipating something, your focus is keenly set on that. It brings about a joy. It can bring about a liveliness in our step as we go about doing that. It gives us purpose. So, point number one is anticipation builds hope and joy in the present. The second thing that this ketchup bottle is lacking, anticipation strengthens perseverance through trials. Anticipation strengthens perseverance through trials. I spent a lot of time trying to get ketchup off the handle of that knife. Because if you were ever to go to the restaurant, you had the glass bottle, and the knife was about half an inch taller than what the Heinz ketchup bottle was. And so if you're trying to get it out of the bottom, and you're turning it, and you're trying not to get it all over your hand, these are first world problems that I think half of the people here have never experienced. It was rough. We had to get ketchup out of a bottle uphill both ways in the snow when I was a kid. But it built perseverance. Let's look at verse 25 here. Verse 25, it says, "But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." There's something about not quite knowing. And as much as I've had the joy of being able to counsel Andrew and Kira, and we have an idea of what marriage is before we're married, I think everyone who has gone through that process goes, "I didn't know the half of it." Right? You think you see what's on the other side, But it's not quite there. But there's an anticipation, there's a joy, there's an excitement for what is coming. And when we persevere, when we push through the difficulty of getting ketchup out of a bottle, that first fry that you dip into it is so much tastier. You had to work for that. Now it's just all over the picnic table. People add so much ketchup because it's like they just wanted you to use more or something. But it's a lot easier to access. The perseverance, the work is not there. Anticipation is not a passive thing. As we're looking through here, I think one of the most beautiful things about this passage is that when we see anticipation, it is also very closely tied to hope. And the biblical concept of hope is not one of just wishing for something to occur, but it's something that is an eager expectation of it. When we anticipate, we're expecting something is going to happen. There's been a lot of work put into this weekend and the things that are going to be going on tomorrow with the wedding. God puts a lot of work into each and every one of us to build us up, preparing for a wedding. I think one of the things that I really loved about walking in and seeing everybody here is like, this is what a wedding does. A wedding brings everyone together, the joy, the anticipation. It is a beautiful thing, and that is what God wants us to have as we look forward to His kingdom. Now, I personally, as much as my kids like ketchup, I don't mind ketchup. I wouldn't trudge down multiple flights of stairs to get a little bit of ketchup. But for that adversity, I'm sure you put a little bit into the preparation for the wedding. I'm sure there were a few sleepless nights. You persevered. You put in work. You put in labor to be able to do that, to be able to have this come to fruition. And God's kingdom, again, should be something that motivates us. We anticipate it, eagerly desire for it to be present. So we want to make sure that we have these aspects of anticipation in our lives, that it is building hope and joy in the present, that it is strengthening us through the perseverance and through the trials that we encounter. We'll wrap up here just reading again in Romans chapter 8, verse 25. It says, "But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Let us anticipate that day when the wedding with the Father comes, with His Son, and we as the bride."